This is the ideal time to light, is after Shkia. If it's already really late and you haven't learned yet, after the half hour. The Mechaber Held says, we're saying even Hanimi L'chachila, that the latest time you should light is when that half hour. Avalim Amar Zazman Velo Hidlik, Mavel Beholach Kolalaili, you could really light the whole night. But if you didn't light the whole night, so then you're done. You can't make it up. You might think if you miss the first night, so then you should the next night just light one candle. No, you light like everybody else lights, even if you miss the first night. So the Mishnah Berurah says that when can you light until? You can light until Amar HaShachar, even with a bracha. However, this is only if there are still people awake in the house. But if everybody's sleeping, then you can still light, but you should light without a bracha. That is the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, but he continues and says, if you come home before Alos HaShachar and your family members are sleeping, you should wake them up in order that you should be able to even come in the mitzvah with a bracha. The Dirshu doesn't bring anyone who disagrees regarding this, but there are some poskim who say that one should not wake the people up in the house so that you can make it with a bracha, rather light without a bracha, or better yet, you could have had somebody light in the house for you at the earlier time. Nowadays, Rav Vosner writes that even someone who is lighting after the time, the minhag olam is actually to make the bracha even if everyone is sleeping. So if you follow that opinion of Rav Vosner, then you should for sure not wake anybody up because you could light with a bracha anyway. That's what he says the minhag olam is. But even according to the other poskim, some say wake people up and some say not. Rav Moshe Feinstein was of the opinion, again, that if you could be madlik with a bracha even if there aren't people outside that are walking around, as long as somebody inside is awake. Tafreshayin Gimel Sifalaf Kol Hashmanim V'Hapsilos K'shirim L'Ner Chanukah. You can use any wicks, any type of wicks or any type of oil to be makayim the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Afa Pishayin Hashmanim Nimshachim Achar Hapsilavein or Nisla Yafa B'Ozman Hapsilos. Even though they're not the finest of oils or the finest of wicks, still they work. Umiyu Shemen Zayis Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar. The Ramah says the best oil to use is olive oil. That is the best to use. Shemen Zayisach, because it's zecher to the mitzvah, to the miracle that occurred. The Mishnah Berurah writes, you might think that there are some oils that you can't use, just like you can't use them on Shabbos, so maybe you can't use them on Hanukkah also. He says, no, because even if it goes out, the halacha, as we'll see, is if you light Hanukkah candles and they go out, you do not need to relight them. Again, the best is to use olive oil, and the best is to use semer gefen also for the wicks. Can you use an electric menorah to be mekayim the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah? Kav HaChaim says, no, you do not. Or Tzvi Pesach Frank and Shlomo Zalman Orbach also say that since there's no mamashis there, there's no actual fire there, you're not yotze. However, someone who doesn't have any other options, so Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that you can use an electric ner, an electric candle, and make a bracha on it, as long as it's clear that it is for the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, as long as there's enough electricity in it to last a half hour, or if you have battery power that'll last a half hour, so b'di'eved, you could use an electric menorah if you're really stuck. So let's say you're living in a dorm, and they don't let you light candles in the dorm, and you're not really sure if you're yotze when you light in the dining room, because you don't really eat in the cafeteria ever, because you don't like the food. So then you can light, yes, so you can light al-yedei shaliach. You can just listen to somebody else's bracha in the cafeteria, and then go to your... I guess you can do that also, because you want to light your own. Let's say you want to light your own in the cafeteria, but you're not really sure if you should be making a bracha, so you're yotze with someone else, and then you go back to your dorm room, and you light an electric menorah. Well, the point, we're talking about someone who's in yeshiva, so...
Svardim, it's a shame.
Right. Svardim don't usually light for themselves. They're just yotze with their
family. No, but if
family.
They're in yeshiva, the machlokes, no?
Well, I thought they're not. Yeah, oh, it's machlokes in the Svardim. I remember my Svardi friends, they would not light in their yeshiva. Yeah. Yeah, they would just be yotze with their family. But so that's the situation. Or if you're in a hotel room, and you're in a hotel, and they tell you to light downstairs in the lobby, which has no shaychas to you at all, so you can't really light there, especially in the basement, so you plug in an electric menorah, and that'll be good.